Good morning. Welcome back to another edition of the Community Corner here on KWHI, AM 1280 FM 101.7. Craig Montana with you here this morning, discussing again the stuff happening around the area for you to take part in, for you to enjoy your friends and family. And got a big event that's coming up just in a couple of days away. That's going to be a big fundraising event with us today from the New Beginnings Pregnancy Center, and that with us today is...
Hi, I'm Melinda Van Ostrand, and I'm the director.
All right, and the first thing, let's talk about what is New Beginnings Pregnancy Center?
Okay, well, we offer services to women in the area who are facing pregnancy-related issues. That could be anything from an unplanned pregnancy to a pregnancy loss. And we do that by offering pregnancy tests, ultrasounds. We give adoption information and referrals. We also have a lot of parenting education available for those that choose to parent. And then we do some one-on-one support groups with those who have lost a child. And one of our newest initiatives, and we're really excited about it, is our hashtag Worth It program. And what it is a sexual risk avoidance and healthy relationships program. And so that's a really long term for abstinence for folks out there like me, who that's the word we grew up with. But it's talking with students about the healthiest choices that they can make and how to have good relationships.
All right, Dana. So you guys have an event coming up, kind of a big fundraiser that you guys do every year, and it's called the Celebration of Life. Let's talk about just that in general real fast.
Okay, great. Yeah, this is our largest fundraiser of the year. Our goal each year is to raise about half of our operating income through this one night. And so we will have a silent auction and a live auction. During the night, we're going to have dinner catered by Beaver's Kitchen, and then dessert is Royer's Pie and Bluebell Ice Cream. So if anybody goes home hungry, it's going to be their own fault.
There you go. And of course, you're the fundraiser, and you always have somebody coming to speak at these events. Who's going to be speaking this year?
Yes. So this year, we have an encore performance. Dr. Kathy Cook is returning. She was with us last year, and just everyone really enjoyed hearing her, so we invited her to come back. And so if you didn't know about Dr. Cook, she's the founder and president of Celebrate Kids. She speaks with students and parents and teachers across the country, does a lot with homeschools and pregnancy centers. She's an author and just a really great speaker.
All right. And of course, that's going to be happening this coming up Thursday. And let's talk about the when and where it's going to be.
Okay. Yeah, it is this Thursday, February 28th at Fireman's Training Center. Doors will open at 6 o'clock, and that's when the silent auction will kick off. Our program and everything will start about 6:30. And we've still have some seats available. We don't have a whole lot. We're very blessed this year that for the first time in quite a while, we might be looking at standing room only.
There we go. And of course, we're just going to talk about that. How do people go about getting tickets for the event?
Okay. Well, there's no charge to attend. We want everyone to come that wants to hear about the ministry and hear Dr. Cook. We'll give them the opportunity to support our ministry at the end of the evening if they would like to. So we just need them to RSVP. And, yeah, they can do that. The best way at this point is going to be to call the office. And that number is 979-836-0397.
All right, just give them a phone call and say, hey, I'm coming, and that's it.
Yeah, say I'd like to come.
There you go. And so what other things, you know, we got the speaker and then the silent auction, live auction going on. What are, mm-hmm. is there anything else going on that people can take part in while they're there?
Well, obviously, we'll have an opportunity. We're going to talk about what's happened in the center in the past year, the clients that we've seen. We'll have a client testimony. You'll get to hear about how her life was impacted by the services she received. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that's going on we hear in the news on the pro-life, pro-choice debate.
All right. So it sounds like a lot going on. And let's talk about the big fundraiser. What kind of things will it help out? With this mm-hmm. fundraiser, what does the funds go back toward?
Okay. Well, the funds that are raised will go back to our client services. And so that's, you know, pregnancy tests and ultrasounds and the parenting education and those support groups that we talked about earlier. You know, it's, we operate with a lot of volunteers. And that'll be another thing. People get an opportunity to hear about volunteer opportunities if they come out on Thursday night. And because we do have a lot of volunteers, our cost per client service is pretty low. And so $20 will allow a woman to get a pregnancy test and an ultrasound.
All right. And say somebody can't make it this Thursday, something else going on, you know, life happens. Can they go out and help out the center in any other way? Just like, hey, you know, here's a check. Just do with it what you can.
Oh, we always take checks, Craig.
And so how do they go about getting that to y'all then?
So they can come by the office. We're at 1016 East Bluebell Road, or mail it. Same address, 1016 East Bluebell Road here in Brenham. They can come and help out at our resale. They can come and shop in our resale. All of those proceeds go directly to client services also.
All right. And so, again, if people have any questions about New Beginnings, if, you know, maybe they have something going on in their life where they might just want to say, hey, you know, can you guys help me out? How do they go getting the help like that?
Yeah. So a couple of ways. Our website is really details the services that we provide, and that's newbeginningsbrenham.org. So they can look on there and get a lot of information about the services we provide. They can come in, just walk in, and we can talk with them, or they can call or email us to make an appointment. And that email is talk, like I want to talk to somebody, T-A-L-K, at newbeginningsbrenham.org.
All right. There we go. And anything else going on that you need to discuss this morning? Anything else you guys got coming up in the works?
Well, I mean, I know it's really early because we're talking about one event, but I will throw in there, our other fundraiser of the year is our Walk for Life. And the past few years, we've done that in the fall. And, you know, things get crazy around here in the fall with the fair and everything else that's going on. And so this year, we're actually going to move it. And we are going to have it on August the 3rd at Cub Stadium under the lights after it gets dark and cools off a little bit.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay, looking for that on the calendar there. But again, coming up this Thursday, let's give people again how to go about getting to the event and when and where it's going to be again.
All right. Again, so it's this Thursday, February the 28th at 6 o'clock at Fireman's Training Center. And if you want to come, you give us a call at the office, 979-836-0397.
All right, that celebration of life coming up this Thursday. So thanks for coming in and talking with us today, and hope you guys have a great event coming up on Thursday.
Thank you, Craig.
There we go. That's, again, the Community Corner here on KWHI, AM 128 FM 101.7. Again, if you've got an event coming up around the area that you want to take part in with the Community Corner, be interviewed and get your event out to the people, let us know about it here on KWHI. And give us a call in the studio, in the offices, I should say, at 979-836-3655. You can also email Holly Ryder. That's going to be at promotions@ktex.com, promotions@ktex.com. Let us know about your event. And give us a couple of weeks. We do book these things out a couple of weeks to a month out in advance. Just make sure that everyone on at the right time. So don't call us on Friday, say I want to be on Tuesday. That doesn't quite work. But give us a little bit of time to get your schedule on the Community Corner here on KWHI. We'll be back again next Tuesday. Another great interview, another great event happening here on the Community Corner.